Bob Stone for Florida Folklife Programs. I'm with Ola Kriway, is that the correct pronunciation? At her residence at 4540
Westview Lane.
Right, in Titusville. And we're talking about the Ukrainian Easter egg decorating apprenticeship. And you were born where?
In Montreal. Well, my parents were immigrants. My father was the first Ukrainian in Montreal in 1904.
The first Ukrainian what?
In Montreal. First Ukrainian immigrant in Montreal.
He was?
Yeah, he was honored by the city of Montreal with that. And he established a window cleaning company. And all the other young men immigrants that came from Ukraine came directly to his place, and he helped them get positions and jobs and helped them with the language.
And what was his name?
Jacob Weiprook. Jacob, yeah. I sent all that to the...
Okay, well, yeah, I'll ask you some questions that I probably already have the answers to. It's easy. Yeah, I'll be writing an essay or two about the apprenticeship, so it's easy for me to work right off the tape. Mm-hmm. And you've been in Florida how long?
15 years.
15 years. All that time here in Titusville?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Don't ask me why we picked Titusville.
Well, it's nice. I like it.
It's very nice, but we had no idea what it was like. We just had a friend who had moved here, and it was a place to go and get out of Niagara Falls.
Yeah, okay, so you went from Montreal to...
From Montreal we went to Welland in Canada, which is on Lake Erie. Mm-hmm. This is where my husband's parents were, and his Union Carbide had a plant there, so he just transferred. We were there about 6 years, then moved to Niagara Falls, New York, and Mr. Kriway commuted to the American side for several years, and then we decided to move over, and after 5 years of living here, we took citizenship, and our children are all graduated here. Mm-hmm. In fact, my two sons are just retired from military.
And where are they?
One is in Indianapolis with the University of Bloomington, Indiana. The other one's in Idaho, way up there.
So when did you start the Pesanke? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, even as a Pesanke.
Pesanke.
The emphasis is on the ke, Pesanke. Okay. As a child, I don't know when I really started. Of course, there was a long hiatus in between where the children were growing up and whenever possible.
Did your mother show you? Was that,
yes,
that
indeed, yes.
And did you use the old stylus?
Yeah, right. Didn't get this until about 5 years ago.
That's your hot glue stylus you're talking about, yeah.
Pardon me?
I say you were talking about the hot glue stylus.
Yeah. Yes.
Only five years ago.
Yeah, both my mother and father were very ethnic inclined because they were kind of building a community, a Ukrainian community in Montreal, around the church, and so we children grew up in the folklore and learned through some of the theaters that they put on. We learned the history of Ukraine and the dances and the singing, the choirs, and so I really grew up with that background.
And then you say you pretty much quit doing the eggs for a while you were raising a family.
Off and on. Of course, it's kind of a seasonal thing. We did it on Easter, for Easter, 2 or 3 weeks before Easter. Because it takes 4 or 5 eggs before you kind of get into the... and it's hard for me to explain what it is that you need to do so many before you get into the idea again. Not two of them are ever alike, and they kind of grow as the pattern grows. They have a basic idea, but I have a poster up there that has, you see that?
Yeah,
it's a jigsaw. There's only two there that are alike, and you have a hard time finding them. Every one is different.
It's a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Both my two sisters and brother all do the Easter eggs too. They're very well. They do them very well. Uh-huh. They're good at it.
And Mary, had she already been doing the eggs, or this?
No,
is her
she
first
just
attempt?
Remembers her mother doing them.
I see.
In fact, her mother just died. I don't know if it's a year, not much more than a year ago. And Mary's sitting over here working. She says, "Oh, I wish my mother could see me now."
Yeah.
No, she just remembers them.
And so, what basically is the process? Can we go over that?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I wrote you some notes you
okay,
can take
good.
With you.
You're great.
actually, you start with, you try to select a good fresh egg, and has to be firm. Funny way of finding out if it's firm is, I remember this, my father used to say, you can tell if it's got a crack in it.
By tap it on your forehead.
By hitting it on your forehead, yeah. It sounds solid when it's mm-hmm. not cracked. If it's cracked, it has a different sound.
Mm-hmm.
Then you choose a design. You divide your egg into four, six, or eight sections.
Mm-hmm.
And an egg is uneven at both ends. That's what makes it difficult. You pencil in a design, a basic design. Then you follow it with beeswax, which is melted and... let's see what else. It shouldn't can't be candle wax.
Now, what is the color? Perfect. Is it water? Just watercolor, or
I don't know what it is. But what we have been doing when we don't have a dark piece of beeswax is put a piece of crayon in it, a small piece of crayon.
No, I mean the color that you put on.
The colors wax. Are dyes, and they're the name of the dyes. They're special for eggs. They're non-edible because they're. They go right through the shell.
Mm-hmm. now you don't drain the egg. The egg is still
not until full. Afterwards. The reason being, if you should puncture it now and empty it, put it in your bottle of dye, it'll float mm-hmm. or fill up,
uh-huh.
and you don't want to you don't want the dye inside of the egg.
Uh-huh.
So okay. You need to do the whole job first. The last thing is to get the wax off and empty the egg.
So you put one color on, and that basically will color the whole egg unless you already have some wax on it.
Yeah. See, this one's been in the yellow. This is Mary's. You can see mm-hmm. she's going to have a long way to learn.
Uh-huh.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's not her fault. It's just hard. And it's been in yellow, and she's covered where she wants it to stay yellow. She's covered it with wax
mm-hmm.
and dropped it into orange.
Mm-hmm.
This is orange. Wherever she wants the orange to stay, so she made a little broken cross here, she's going to have to cover wherever she wants the orange to remain mm-hmm. orange, drop it into red, which is the next dark color.
Mm-hmm. So you go from light to dark with your mm-hmm. colors?
The last being usually, usually the last is black. Sometimes a real dark beach red.
Mm-hmm. And you can't really tell what you have until you're done, huh?
Yes.
Because
yeah.
you keep covering it.
When you
it
take
up.
The wax off, it's always such a beautiful surprise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Also, unfortunately, sometimes when you go to empty the egg, sometimes the dyes don't take. You know, it's organic, and some mm-hmm. eggs just won't take the color.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you go to empty it, you can crack it, or when you go to take the wax off, you find that you've made mistakes and you can't go back.
Now you say that you in the past you had to put the eggs in the oven at 200 to get the beeswax
to melt off the wax and then wipe it off.
And now lately you've been using this Carbona cleaning fluid.
Yeah,
and
it works beautifully. Yeah. And you see, there's only a drop left in there.
Uh-huh.
I'm embarrassed. I'd like to write to her and ask her to send me some more, but she's been so nice. And sent so many things and so many letters and pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Mary,
and you got that from your friend in Pennsylvania that you have yet to meet. She mm-hmm. knew it. She heard of you through another friend or relative.
See, I demonstrated this in a Salty Dag gallery in Cocoa Village.
Mm-hmm.
I was a member there, and a lot of people came. And apparently, one of her sister-in-law or somebody was there
mm-hmm.
and wrote to her about it.
That's great.
Yeah. She says, enclosed is a shirt with a pessimist design which may have your new, which you may wear in your new assignment. This is handcrafted by me. I make quite a few. I didn't know if you could use a sweatshirt, so I bought a short sleeve, because I know the weather is hotter out in your area. Right now, we have the worst snowstorm, real frigid weather. You received my other two letters with my technique of piss and kit. It's the point and the stick pen, whatever is easier for you. Let me hear about your new assignment. Do you have a class or many yukis? We call them yukis.
Yukis.
And she writes in Ukrainian, Bavaita Zdorovi.
Do you speak Ukrainian still?
Yes. Speak and read and write. Yeah.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Do you communicate to anyone regularly
Not
in Ukrainian?
Here. There's no one here that I know of.
Is there anyone that you write to?
My sisters and brother.
Uh-huh.
But we communicate in English. Only you know when you need that special word.
Yeah, sure.
To describe something.
Uh-huh. Well, that's great. I think it's pretty important to keep the language up.
I have another application. I do stained glass and teach it.
I don't
know if I ever told you or not. And we had an occasion. Our minister was going to Russia and asked me to make a few pieces in stained glass to take to Russia and to transpose a letter that he had from somebody and to write a letter in Russian, which is similar to Ukrainian. But I had to hit that dictionary to get the difference.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's about the only practice that I have. You know, it's too bad. There's no Ukrainian community.
There's not an association or anything.
There is an Orthodox Greek or Eastern Orthodox church in the vicinity here, but then the people that come there are all all kinds of Lithuanians, Russians, Slavs, and he conducts a service in English, but he uses the old Eastern Orthodox Mass.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe once in a while I could meet somebody there.
Mm-hmm. One thing about Florida, you meet people from everywhere.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's really nice. This is the beeswax, and it's you buy it special for this. It's darkened,
yeah,
so you can see what you're doing.
Yeah, because it's a little bit easier. Yeah, it's a little.
I see it's got a picture of the
right,
stylus.
That's right. You recognized it. Here it is. Also, you can get the beeswax in this kind of a form.
Mm-hmm. And you say if you would get some that didn't have
color,
that wasn't colored, you'd melt a crayon.
Black, yeah. My brother-in-law was a beekeeper, so I have a lump of wax left over, but I have to color it. This is what the dyes look like. They come in little packages.
Uh-huh.
And I get those also from Minneapolis. It's a Ukrainian store.
Uh-huh.
It has all kinds of Easter egg decoration kits.
Oh, that's great.
So when I had the classes, everybody says, oh, get my kit. I want to show you something else that I got from that store. I have to show me. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's a
shawl.
Yeah, it's a shawl. It's gorgeous. I'm too small to wear it, but I could wear it use it for a tablecloth or a display or something.
It's really nice.
It's lovely. It feels nice too.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of material is it?
I think it's rayon.
Mm-hmm.
It's rayon. They have them in wool, but that was like $50, 50 something for a wool one.
So there's a big Ukrainian community in Minneapolis.
It must be, yeah.
Have you ever met this fellow that comes down from Canada? He may even live in Florida now. That plays a bandura.
Bandura?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Yarko Antonovich, I think his name is.
Where does he? Oh, you don't know.
He's from Canada, and he has relatives.
Toronto.
I think so, and he has relatives in around Palm Beach, I think, or could even be closer up here. And he comes down and stays for a while.
I think there's a small Ukrainian community in near Tarpon Springs, Clearwater.
Clearwater?
Yeah. There's a young man who we've made acquaintance with, and he doesn't speak Ukrainian, but he grew up in New York, and he just loves the Ukrainian music, and he comes here because he wants to talk Ukrainian. Well, his mother and father live in that area, and he tells me that there's a Ukrainian church there.
Oh. Maybe sometime you'll check it out.
Yeah, but you know, the trouble with that is they'll say, well, you got to join us. Well, that's so far away, I can't join them.
Yeah. Well, you might make some friends.
I'm happy with what I'm doing.
Keep pretty busy, huh?
As a matter of fact, yesterday I got a chance to go judge an art show in Lake Washington, which is around Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go because I promised one in Lake Placid the mm-hmm. same day.
My goodness.
Kick myself. What a chance. I would rather have done the one that's closer. I'm not crazy about traveling.
How about the designs on the eggs? There must be traditional designs, huh?
Yes, there are, and I have some notation for you there.
Okay, good.
Yeah. They all have meaning, mm-hmm. but we kind of put more modern things into them.
Okay, so you're making changes. And
let me tell you the history. I don't know if I said much on that or not. These eggs have been made pre-Christian times,
mm-hmm.
ever since man worshipped the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those motifs that you see on the eggs are the sun and nature, either animals or the green evergreen tree, which mm-hmm. a lot of them have meanings, like mm-hmm. The evergreen tree means youth and
mm-hmm.
Good farmland and things like that. When Christianity became known in Ukraine, they changed those symbols, like the sun is now still the sun, but the star is no longer the star of the sky, it's Jesus. And
mm-hmm.
and there's crosses in there. There's the three fire, water, and earth, fire, and mm-hmm. water. It used to be
mm-hmm.
Before mm-hmm. Christian. Now it's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I believe I have that all in the notes.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great. Thanks a lot. That makes my life easier.
There's a lot of legends, too. One, one legend is that Mary, Mother of Jesus, carried some of those colored Easter eggs to Pontius Pilate to try and beg for her son's life. And of course, he would not permit it, so she carried them in her apron, mm-hmm. and she started to cry. And some of the drops that fall on the eggs turned to color, and the eggs rolled, and they rolled to the very ends of the earth where there's a dragon, and he's in chains.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as people make Easter eggs, that dragon will remain in chains. They quit making him, he's going to get loose. So we don't want to let evil loose
uh-huh.
all over the world.
That's great. I know I'm sure there's a lot of variation to the answer, but how much time do you usually spend making an egg?
At least 3 hours an egg.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
that's intensive work without quitting.
Uh-huh. How many eggs you usually make when you're for Easter, or it's just a matter
depends on the time that I had. Uh-huh. About half of those are, well, maybe 1/4 of those are 10 years old. Uh-huh. I think I've only got 6 or 7 new ones this year that I'm working on with Mary. She's got two of hers. I'll finish them off for her. She hasn't even seen them. Let's see. This one. And this one. She's going to take a lot of practice.
Yeah. She's got a good
and
start.
She's arty. She's mm-hmm. a very arty girl. There's a lot of arts.
Let me bring the tape over here.
These are boiled. I just left them hard boiled as long as they don't crack. This is last mm-hmm. year's. The reason I keep them in another bowl is because when you pick up this one that's been blown out, it's light, and you expect it light. When you go to pick this one up, you're surprised because it's so much heavier.
Well, you wouldn't want to mix them up.
No, I want to keep them separate because people don't know about it. Here's a fish in a net, which is traditional, too.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Well, that's something I've never seen. Now what? How? This is some sort of temperature control, or what?
No, what is you know what that is? Should I tell you? It's a whiskey display bottle. But I had those in a show, and I got a prize for it. I like to keep them covered because people want to touch them, so I found that kind of a holder. And it's, yeah. And it's electrified, too. There's a little light goes behind it.
Oh, I see.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
This is a favorite of mine. I like this one. This is a windmill. There's the star we talk about, yeah.
And then, so you use hen's eggs and rooster's eggs. And you have
chicken. Roosters don't have eggs.
I mean,
duck eggs. Duck.
Duck eggs.
Yeah. Goose egg. Duck egg is a little bit smaller. It's the goose egg. So is that.
And first thing you do is make sure you have a good egg, and you tap it on your forehead to hear that it's solid.
Mm-hmm. I was doing that automatically the other day, and she said, "What are you doing?" Popping my head. I've got to show you. There's a nice egg here that came out well, but the back of it, like I said, they're organic, and not the back of it, one of the tips. Ah, where the heck is it? One of the tips are just so funny. I'm going to have to stand it up this way.
What are some of the hard parts about doing it, the harder parts you find?
The hardest part is to get a straight line.
To get some symmetry in a straight line? Uh-huh.
Yeah. And see, each egg is so different. This one is a long egg.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens in some of them? You don't know why the dye didn't catch there.
Uh-huh. Do you clean them before you dye them? Do you clean them with anything?
No, you don't clean them. You don't wash them. In fact, if anything, I put vinegar on my hands before I even handle them.
Uh-huh.
Because if you have any grease on your hands, the dye won't catch. So the vinegar keeps it porous. There she is.
You decorate them, then you varnish them?
Yeah. Yeah, that gives them a nice luster.
And what kind
nice
of varnish
luster.
Do you use?
Just any varnish. Just a jar of varnish.
Uh-huh.
Any varnish, yeah.
I think so it
makes
them
shine.
Just put a little bit of varnish in your hand, put the egg on it, and roll it around.
Oh, that's how you do it?
Yeah.
You don't
not
brush
paint,
it on?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And of course, it comes out nice and smooth that way?
Yeah, they really bring out the colors really nice. The reason she told me to do the homework is because this takes so long to do. It takes us, you know, maybe 3 hours to just do the design.
Mm-hmm.
That's tedious, you know.
It's basically.
So if I do that at home and then come here and then start doing the coloring, which is what I have to get. I have to know what colors to put
look
on.
Look at the one I made, Mary, and the colors didn't take. I put it in purple, and it came out kind of gray. But I like to.
But that's pretty because it's pastel.
Make me think of a frog. So I put eyes on it. Does it see the white?
Mm-hmm.
White outline.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call that my frog.
But that's a pastel one. That looks pretty.
Yeah, I like to get a little color in there because I have a lady that comes every year and buys a dozen, and she always picks the colored ones.
Mm-hmm.
She's not Ukrainian. If she was, she'd pick the black ones.
Yeah,
because they're more traditional.
I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Mary, you're Ukrainian?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was your what were your maiden names then?
Mine was Wyprook.
How do you spell that?
Wyprook.
Just like it sounds. And yours?
Mine was Ohar, which wasn't, you know, real like the other people over there in Europe, but and my
you
mother's name
changed.
How do you spell that?
Ohar.
Okay.
My mother's name was Alexic, which is more, you know.
Yeah.
Did she do the eggs, your mother?
Yeah, my mother did. And I'll tell you, I don't know how she did it with six kids when I see how long it takes. I mean, I used to see her doing it, but, you know, being a kid, I'd run in the house and run out again and play. But she'd sit there and say, so what?
Yeah.
She'd do it in whatever time she had, huh?
Cold stove. And she used to do it in a little lid, I know, with wax in it. She'd dip like this all the time, you know. One at,
probably
at a time.
One of those.
The old style.
The old style where we have the, you know, the wax in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's a lot of
when
work.
When did you meet Ola?
Ola? I met her when I came down to Florida.
Right away, then?
Well, I met her about a year after I came to Florida because I was interested in stained glass, and Ola teaches stained glass.
Okay, so how long have you been in Florida?
It'll be 14 years.
Okay, so just about the same time that you came.
Yeah, we've been here 15.
Yeah.
And you met her through the stained glass?
Through stained glass class, yeah. And then
So you never quite learned this from your mother then, huh?
No, because I was
too busy.
You know, kids aren't interested in this.
Right.
And then after I see how beautiful, after I'm an adult and she's passed away, it's too late to learn, you know?
I don't know if you kept any copies of these. This is the thing.
And the star?
The star for...
So, Mary, you've been doing some kind of artwork for a while then, huh?
Stained glass.
Mostly.
Make my own patterns and... stuff like that. And silk scarves, you know, painting silk and silk scarves,
which is wax what, method too.
Yeah.
What do you find as some of the biggest challenges with this new medium to you?
For the
Yeah, the eggs.
Well, the eggs, the biggest challenge is, I think, is get the symbols in there so they mean something. There's some, so, you know, each egg means something.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
You know.
That's something that's not natural to you. You have to
learn
think
symbols.
In terms of the symbols.
Yeah, the symbols. You know, like the wheat means what, or eternity or
good harvest.
Good harvest. Mm-hmm. And good health. The wheat. You know, and the fish, of course, that's always a symbol.
How about this idea of you don't really see what you're doing.
Until
it's done.
Right. This is the biggest challenge, to see how I'm going to get my colors in. This is what I've got to learn. This is what I did home.
So you haven't finished one yet? You haven't been all the way through yet?
Yes. Those two there.
Okay.
But those, you know, kind of shaky. I didn't know what I was doing.
Well, I imagine you learn a lot just by going through the whole thing once.
Right.
And the rest is practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the rest is trying to get the colors in that I want. Because you dip them in about 5 different colors. And you have to know what to wax to bring out the colors you want, which one, you know, where to put the wax to bring out the colors you want.
As I recall, do you have some family members that you wanted to teach? Or?
Well, I thought I would, yeah. I've got my daughter up north, and I've got my children. And my son in Oregon is really interested in this.
Uh-huh. Do you have any children or relatives here in the state?
Not in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I would like to go to our church members and you know, try to get them.
Mary goes to the church I told you about.
St. Simeon's.
Uh-huh. And it's an Eastern Orthodox.
Orthodox church, yeah.
I see. Yeah. So there's Ukrainians there as well as...
all nationalities, from the Ukraine, from... There's Polish, there's Slavish, there's Russians, there's Croatians, all kinds. Your Orthodox people are all kinds. There's Greek people. And they're all interested, you know, in this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I thought maybe could get some workshops going and teach children.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You know, because we belong to the Art Center, and we can get some workshops going there. And all these people interested in art are interested in this, too.
Uh-huh.
In all media. They're interested in all media, you know. Most artists are interested in sculpture and everything, you know, once they're interested in art. Yeah.
Well, we're just about at the end of this tape, so I think I'll shut it off here. And...